coming through the years. Hello, I'm Pastor Jerome Ryan, the founder and CEO of the Love Center. We've been serving the region for over 30 years, helping families rebuild their lives. We're expanding our services. The Workforce Discipleship Center providing housing for the working class homeless. Yes, repeat, for the working class homeless, for single men and single women. We are offering financial literacy and strategies along with spiritual discipleship. For more information, please call the Workforce Discipleship office at 772-207-6925. Again, 772-207-6925. Our staff is waiting to assist you or someone you know.
Welcome to the Keeping It Real Estate Show. This is a live call-in show, and I'm your host, Luke Lewis, along with my co-host, Tiffany Young, where we dive into everything real estate, from buying and selling to making smart investments. Our mission? To educate and keep you informed on the latest happenings in your local market. We're glad to have you with us. Let's get started. Hello and welcome to Keeping It Real Estate. I'm your host today, Luke Lewis.
And I'm Tiffany Young. And we're here every week to guide you through the ups and downs of buying, selling, and anything in between when it comes to real estate.
Yes, and today we're tackling one of the biggest challenges home buyers face, the common mistakes that can turn the dream of home ownership into a financial nightmare. I almost feel like we need some music after nightmare.
No.
Okay.
Okay. Well, whether you're a first-time home buyer or a seasoned homeowner, you'll want to stick around for this show because avoiding these pitfalls can really save you time, money, and definitely a whole lot of stress.
Yes, yeah. Stress for sure. There's already enough of it when you're buying a home.
Yeah.
But before we begin, let me tell you a little bit about us. We are Treasure Coast Realty Group, and we operate a brokerage out of Fort Pierce, Florida, right here on the Treasure Coast. And the reason that we decided to get on the radio and start this show is we had a lot of people from time to time that would come into the office, and some were either not informed or misinformed. So we thought having a radio show would be a great platform to deliver accurate information to the masses at the same time and help promote and create some home ownership.
Yeah.
And also at the same time, just like to remind you that this is a live call-in show. So for those of you who are interested in getting on the radio and talking about some of the comments or some of the information that we're discussing today, feel free to give us a call at 772-221-1100. And again, listeners, that number is 772-221-1100.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So, Tiffany, we had a great time last week.
On Saturday.
That was great. A fantastic time. We did a home buyer workshop this past Saturday at a church in Fort Pierce.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And had about 50 people show up.
Yeah. And it was a great turnout. We actually partnered with a few other presenters and people in, we call them our team members, people in the real estate field. We partnered with an insurance agent, a credit repair specialist, a mortgage, a lender, and us. And also the pastor and first lady of the church hosted the event at their center. And so it was it was very, very nice. We dived into everything home ownership. We talked about the process from A to Z, what it looked like from a mortgage standpoint, from a real estate standpoint, from contract to close. And we also discussed the insurance, making sure that you're accurately covered, as well as credit. Credit repair guy was in the house, and that was great.
Yeah.
So
we took it from the beginning to the end.
Yeah.
The process.
Yeah. So definitely.
Yeah, that was at City of Faith Church in Fort Pierce, and it was an awesome time. And we also like to, and the reason we're really bringing it up because if you, your church or your group wants to have something similar to that, we would love to partner with you and do an event.
Yeah, reach out to us.
Come out and
Host it for your organization or your congregation. So reach out to us at treasurecoastrealtygroup.com. So let's get into our show, Luke.
Yep. So let's start with the financial side of things because that's where a lot of buyers get tripped up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. No, we feel that the first mistake home buyers make is not knowing where you stand. You know, not knowing exactly how much house you can afford is a big one.
That's a killer.
Yeah.
And just because Linda says you can borrow a certain amount of cash doesn't mean you should.
Mm-hmm.
You know, many first-time buyers, you know, Tiffany, make the mistake of focusing on what they qualify for rather than what they can safely and comfortably afford.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like walking to a store not looking at any price tags at all and just saying, give me two of those, I'll take three of those, and wrap a dozen of those and get into the cash register and not having enough money, right? It's the same thing at home buyers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we feel a good rule of thumb is to keep your housing expenses within a 30 to 35% of your take-home pay.
Correct.
Not your gross pay. And that way, you'll have breathing room in case any other expenses come up. And also for savings. You know, many home buyers make the big mistake of depleting their savings or not even having enough savings to purchase a home. But yeah, securing the down payment and covering the closing costs are an essential part of purchasing a home. But you must also have a cushion for unexpected expenses.
And there will be.
Yeah, because
expenses.
Yeah, a lot of homeowners, new homeowners, underestimate the hidden cost of home ownership. You know, those that maintenance, the repairs, property taxes, and, you know, those quickly add up, right, Luke?
They add up real quick. And after closing, you can have unexpected expenses that could come up. I mean, something as simple as an appliance breakdown, plumbing issues, or even higher than expected utility costs can really impact your savings. Because if you're planning to a T now, you've acquired this new debt in the home. And now you're saying, we've got this amount that we've got to come up with every month, and we can make it based on what we already have. And then something unexpected comes up, and it can drain your what you've got put away in the bank quickly, if you have anything in the bank.
For sure.
So we recommend keeping at least 3 months worth of living expenses in an emergency fund. And that is not part of the savings, but that should be kept in an emergency fund where this ensures that the home ownership remains a blessing rather than a financial burden, and it doesn't trip up the family.
For sure,
so
for sure.
Next up, not checking your credit report. You know, your credit score can make or break your mortgage rate.
Absolutely,
yeah,
you
know. There's a saying that money costs money.
It does.
And whatever your credit score is, when you're applying for a mortgage, that credit score is gonna impact the cost of the money that you get to acquire that mortgage.
Yeah, you know, before you even think about applying, we recommend that you pull your credit report. You know, you can get one, a free one every year at annualcreditreport.com.
A real one.
Yeah, and that with that checks the three credit bureaus. You want to know what Equifax, TransUnion, credit agencies, reporting agencies, and Experian has to say, that because sometimes they report to one and not another.
Right.
You're a lender.
Right.
So it's so important that you pull your report, you get it free once a year, and then fix any errors and pay down debts where possible. You know that, you know, a few points up or down with your credit score means thousands of dollars saved or spent over the life of the loan. You know what I mean?
You're buying that money. And if you don't go back and take a look at that credit score, because some things you can fix.
Yeah.
You know, it could be minor.
Yeah.
And you get the opportunity, even if it's not coming up with the money to fix those things.
Mm-hmm.
In some cases, it's just a matter of reporting back that there's an error on your credit report and you need to have it addressed, and they take care of that. That comes off, and your score goes up.
Absolutely.
So take a good hard look at that. Mistake number three, skipping the mortgage pre-approval. So if you're house hunting without a pre-approval, you just might fall in love with a home only to find out that you just can't afford it.
Yeah, you know. And in a competitive market, most any market, sellers want to know that you're a serious buyer, and a pre-approval shows that you mean business. You know, as a rule, our brokerage, we don't do property tours without a pre-approval.
We're not going to waste your time.
Yeah, we must know exactly how much house you can actually afford, because that's the way that we determine where to start looking. You know, it's the first step. And, you know, another mistake along those lines is thinking that the pre-qualification is the pre-approval.
Yeah, there's a significant difference in the two of those. So let me explain the difference between the two. You know, while both of them are going to give you both pre-qualification and a pre-approval for a mortgage, they're both preliminary steps to get a loan. But a pre-qualification, or in the industry, you might hear someone refer to it as a pre-qual, is a less detailed and faster process that kind of gives a general idea of how much you can borrow. For instance, the way they work is this. You call someone on the phone and you say, hey, I'm interested in buying a home. And they'll ask you, how much do you make? You give them a number. How much are your bills? You give them a number. They do a quick calculation on what you've given them, and nothing's
and
based
a soft
on
hit credit
any
check.
Real facts.
Yeah.
Where a pre-approval involves a thorough verification process of your financials, your credit, and it offers a much more accurate and concrete loan amount.
Mm-hmm.
And just so that it doesn't confuse you when you think of the two, between a pre-qualification and a pre-approval, just think of the first letter in the alphabet taking the priority status, approval. So pre-approval will be the one that has and carries the most weight.
Yeah.
Yeah, A for approval. Yeah.
Yeah.
You had to
so
throw that
true,
in there,
so
didn't
true,
you?
So true.
Okay.
So let's move on to the next mistake for home buyers to avoid,
mm-hmm.
and that is knowing your timelines. You know, the home buying process is a process. So we normally like to break down the steps for anyone that haven't purchased a home as, you know, first you have to qualify for the home. That's that pre-approval that we just talked about.
Right.
You know, and this can take about a week or so, depending on how fast you get your documents to the lender.
Correct. Could
right?
be longer.
Yeah. And then we move on to home shopping. So this can be quick or a long process, depending on the market, if there are a lot of houses available, if, mm-hmm. you know, if it's a competitive market where there are a lot of bidders, or depending on how quick you make decisions, if you have analysis paralysis or not,
yeah.
you know, and this can go with, let's say, 0 to 2 months, depending on how speedy,
yeah,
and
yeah.
sometimes even more, because some people
yeah.
like to, like, no, I need to see more. I need to yeah. see more, you know,
more,
just
more,
afraid
more.
To make
shop,
the
shop,
decision
shop.
Because
yep.
it's such a big decision to make, you
and
know?
And I've seen in some cases where people have said, okay, I've seen enough. I think I want to go back to the first one.
Right.
And then you go back and it's gone.
And it's gone.
And it's gone.
Yeah,
so now you start all over again.
Absolutely.
Right.
So, and also, if you find a home and you feel that it's the one you love, don't be afraid to pull the trigger on it, because if it meets all of your criteria, like your needs, and it's in your budget, definitely don't be afraid, you know? So the next step is the contract to close process. So now you're under contract, you've picked that home, and depending on the deadlines and timelines that you set up in the contract, and depending on your lender, if they need 30 or 45 days to close, and of course the title company, because, you know, title search has to be done, this can take 30, 45, or even longer.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, and also, there can be extensions for whatever reason. Something can delay it. So keep that in mind as well. So also, if your credit needs repair.
Oh, yeah, that's another whole story.
Yeah, because
yeah,
now.
You're writing a new chapter in the book with that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, because now that's going to delay the timeline
mm-hmm.
now, because you need to add 1 month or 2 months or 3 months, depending on your credit, or even up
yep.
to a year, right?
And wait for those things to get repaired.
To get that repaired, and then you begin the process of
yeah.
the approval again.
After
so,
they show up. That,
absolutely.
That they've been repaired.
Absolutely. So definitely, you know, it's important to know where you stand early so that you can be ahead of anything that arises.
Yeah. But here's one that's very sneaky, and a lot of people don't pay attention to it, is forgetting about the additional costs
mm-hmm.
that take place beyond the mortgage. And mm-hmm. many buyers just focus on one of the, you know, the price of the home and the loan payments. But what about the closing costs? And closing costs can run anywhere from 3 to 5% of the cost of the
mm-hmm.
home. Plus there's insurance to get. There's property taxes to be paid. And also, if you're going to live in a community where there's HOA fees, that becomes an expense as well.
Yeah, definitely.
So once you move in, you're going to have maintenance and unexpected repairs, and you have to budget for those costs ahead of time. That's going to save you some stress later.
Definitely.
Yep. So let's talk about the actual home search, because when it comes to that, emotions start running real high here.
Yeah, it's definitely an emotional process. You know, it's usually, I mean, logic sometimes kicks in, but, you know, it's one of the biggest mistakes that we see is just buyers focusing too much on the house and not enough on the location.
Yeah. That perfect home that you talk about is not so perfect if your commute is terrible, if the schools aren't great, if the resale value is not going to be there. Mm-hmm. So you have to think mm-hmm. long term. Even if you plan to move a few years down the road, mm-hmm. a home in a desirable neighborhood is going to be more likely to retain or increase in its value.
Absolutely. So let's talk about another potential mistake to avoid, and that is just looking past the glitz and glam. You know, don't get distracted by cosmetic upgrades. Well. You know, like that nice wood wall, that, you know, those wood wall designs.
Yeah.
Nice paint, it's shiny, you know, they put in new floors and staged it. You know, that can be deceiving at times.
Yeah. You got to look at the bones of the house, folks, is what Tiffany's saying. Mm-hmm. You know, what's the condition of the roof? How's the plumbing? Take a look at some of the electrical work. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Like, really drill down on the details when you're looking at a house, because those are the things that are going to cost you a lot of money.
Yeah, because we
big ticket items.
Yeah, we know that you're going to have an inspection done, but that inspection is not done until after you're under contract.
Correct.
And that is an out-of-pocket upfront expense for you. So definitely take into consideration just walking the home, taking some time. If you know that's the one you're going to place the offer on, seeing that, you know, ask questions about the roof, ask questions about mm-hmm. Things, big ticket items that you can possibly get ahead of.
Yeah. What about going it alone?
Oh, yeah. We find a lot of, many people feel like, you know, I don't need a real estate agent. You know, skipping on an agent might seem like a way to save you money, but a good real estate agent can really save you from costly mistakes, you know? And this also includes if you're going to purchase
absolutely.
A new construction home.
Oh, yeah. Nothing's exempt. I've seen in new construction homes, there's punch lists at the end of when you do that final walkthrough. Mm-hmm. It's so many things that take mm-hmm. place. And it's you against, say, if you're dealing with buying a home from a major home type of group, that's going to be you against them. And that's hard when it comes to trying to negotiate issues that might have or things that take place. So it would be nice to have someone that represents you in a situation like
definitely.
That.
Definitely. Even on the resale side, you know, negotiate on your behalf.
Yep. You know, and trust the realtor. You know, they know the market. They'll negotiate on your behalf.
Yeah.
And they'll help you spot red flags that you just might miss. Listen, mm-hmm. when you get into that new home, you're excited. You're ready to get the keys. You're already thinking of where you're going to put the pictures. The couch is going to be here. When someone's doing a walkthrough with you, you're just like, let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, right?
Right.
And the little things you miss.
Yeah.
And having a realtor, someone by your side, is going to help you keep that squared away.
Absolutely. Well, another mistake that we see is getting emotionally attached too quickly, right? Mm.
Yeah.
You know, it's
you
like
say that, but
yeah, you know, like if you fall in love with
there's
a home,
there's nothing wrong with a big wall for a big screen TV, Tiffany.
Yeah, but you got to weigh all the pros and cons.
Who cares about
because
the kitchen?
Otherwise, you might outlook. Why? So
need
what?
The
you
kitchen.
Need the TV. The kitchen can take a back seat, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I knew you were going to say that.
Debatable.
Yeah, but keep a level head, folks. Mm-hmm. She's absolutely right. You know, there's always going to be another home in the market. If something doesn't check all your boxes,
right.
just don't jump at something because it's got one or two shiny spots.
Have that must-have list and have that want list. And make sure if you can afford it and if you can find it, that that home checks off most of the items on your list. You know, sometimes it's hard to check off all, but most is a great thing, right?
So what about making the offer?
Well, so you found the home you love.
Okay.
Let's talk about making the offer, right?
Okay.
One of the big mistakes, what's one of the mistakes we see people make after making an offer moving forward?
Listen.
Being under contract.
Money is tight. Uh-huh. When you're looking at, you already have the approval. You're working on trying to figure out how to buy this home. One of the expenses that come out of your pocket is the home inspection. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people look at it and say, well, you know, if it was not good, they wouldn't have it on the market for sale. And everything looks great going right back to that glitz.
Yeah,
that
don't skip
about,
the inspection
right?
is what he's really trying to say.
You don't want to skip
even
that inspection.
Even in like the market we had before when there were like multiple bidders and people were waiving inspections and appraisals. Like I knew how
big
many
mistake.
People had horror stories back talking about how many things they had to repair out of their pocket. And it's just, you know, they couldn't afford to keep up with it, so they had to, you know, sell the home again.
Yep. And that's your opportunity to find out, was what's in the house that maybe needs some attention or that you can negotiate on. So mm-hmm. the inspector is going to find all those items out, present them to you, and you get a chance to make a decision based on what's presented, how you want to handle it. But you yeah. do not skip the home inspection.
Yeah, because you can discover major issues, and they can cost you thousands to fix sometimes.
Well, they can. So another big one, Tiffany, is not considering resale value. Even if this is your forever home, you know, things can change after time, especially when it comes to not thinking long term when making your choice.
Yeah, just, you know, but on the flip side of that, Luke, sometimes people think that the home will appreciate much faster than it may. You know, going back to a time when you bought a home and in a year, the home was worth $50,000 to $100,000 more. And sometimes people have that misconception that, okay, I'm going to buy my home and I'm going to sell it in 3 years and make this huge 100,000, 50% profit or what have you. But that's not always the case. You have to take into consideration the current market that you're in when you're purchasing and the market changes. So we normally recommend that you think about staying in your home a while so that you can see true appreciation. And if it happens to appreciate really fast, then hey, that's a bonus.
Good for you.
Yeah, you know, you can take some of that money out and invest in a business or something.
Yeah. Yeah. What about reading upon contracts thoroughly?
Yeah. So next mistake we find is just not taking the time to read the contract. You know, we know they're long, but, you know, there are hidden fees and sometimes contingencies that can come back to haunt you. So we feel that, yeah, this is an e-sign era, but you know, this is why having a realtor on your side is so important. Even though, you know, you're going to ask them questions and they can walk you through it, it's good to just review it for yourself and jot down a few questions that you want to ask your realtor. Don't just
pick up the
phone.
Yeah, don't just do that.
Yeah.
This goes back to the era of wet signatures. Mm-hmm. Back in the days of wet signatures, somebody would go to a copier or a printer and print out all these pages and sit them down in front of you, and you would go page by page, line by line.
And the contracts were really reviewed because people were more intimidated by the paperwork and signing it
Absolutely.
In front of someone.
They just started
as opposed
signing.
To now, a lot of people just hit accept signature. Next.
Pick your signature. Yeah, don't forget to pick your signature. Yeah. You have 8 initials and you have 3 signatures.
Yes.
You know, click for all.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, okay, I'm done.
Yeah, that's not, you know, we're making a joke of it, but it's not really funny at all. You know,
because
just pay close attention
you're committed.
Reviewing those contracts.
Yep.
Yeah.
And also, don't make a huge purchase or take on any new debt before closing.
Mm-hmm.
Lenders check your financial status again right before they finalize a loan to make sure that nothing's changed
mm-hmm.
in your financial picture. So buying a new car, buying furniture.
Oh, yeah. Or, zero down.
Yeah.
Zero
be
interest
careful with that.
For 2 years.
Yeah, I had somebody
Sometimes
come to me and
feel
say
like,
that.
Yeah, I want to move in my home with my new furniture.
Yeah, I've had one of those.
Said, and well, it ruins the sale. Like, you can't close now.
No. Anything that obligates you to some financial attachment, whether it's nothing down, no payments for a year or 2 years, that becomes a debt. And that's going to be represented mm-hmm. in your credit report. So, or even open up a new credit card can mess you up. So just keep things steady and on the same course until you have the keys in your hand.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, if you want to go out and buy a boat, or I would need
have at it.
Yeah, don't do that.
Well, so let's move on to the next mistake to avoid.
Okay.
Don't ignore the home insurance and warranty options. You know, some buyers go with the bare minimum. And, you know, sometimes they're like, okay, I want the lowest monthly payment.
Mm.
I want to keep my my mortgage payments low if it's escrowed. But having a good coverage can protect you from, you know, costly mistakes down the line. Just review your coverage and know exactly what you have. Just consider a home warranty for those, you know, costly repairs of maintenance issues, mm-hmm. especially in an older home.
Surprises down the line.
Yeah.
So shop around for the best homeowners insurance, folks, and consider a home warranty for that little bit of extra peace of mind. It's important because when you're closing, you'll hear from the title company that's going to say, well, we need to have insurance. Do you have an insurance provider? And then people start making phone calls.
And sometimes they don't, because and they just go with who they're recommended. The title company a lot of times have a relationship, and they just said, okay, I'll go with it. But when you're, even if you do that, at the annual renewal, just take the time, review your policy, and call up an agent and speak to them and ask them, you know, what type of coverage do I have, and tell me what this means. And that way, you don't be afraid. You can shop around and purchase from another person. What you signed up for when you purchased your home, because it's escrowed, isn't where you have to stay. So just keep that in mind.
Yeah, here's how the conversation usually goes when people are looking for insurance. What do you need? I'm trying to get insurance. I'm buying a house. So what do I need to get? And they'll get the rundown, and someone says, this is what it's going to cost you. And that's not okay, because you want to be able to have some interaction with the agent to talk about, what else can I get? What else do I need? And if it costs you $21 extra a month and it's going to give you that additional coverage, just take it. It's not going to make that much or break the bank. And we're almost at the finish line, folks, so hang in there. There's one more mistake to avoid, and that's draining your savings.
Absolutely. You know, we touched on this earlier. So many buyers, you know, spend everything on the down payment and closing costs and really don't leave anything for emergencies. So they're really house poor.
Yep. Owning a home can come with a lot of unexpected costs, folks. Appliance repairs, maintenance repairs, property taxes, insurance payments, and all those things can change annually.
Yeah,
so keep a financial cushion so you're not caught off guard.
Yeah, definitely, for sure. You know, you're in a new construction, you know your property taxes are going to go up the next year. So that's going to increase your monthly payments. So
change
prepare
your
for
life.
That. Prepare
it will
for
change
that.
Your life.
And in Florida, you know, homeowner insurance premiums are...
You can't predict where you're going to be in 12 months or 6 months.
Yeah, so let's recap the top mistakes to avoid when purchasing a home. You know, we feel like you should, number one, know what you can realistically afford, right? And check your credit report and fix any issues that may arise.
So what about getting a pre-approval before the house hunting? Can't forget that. Remember, A takes precedence, pre-approval.
Yeah.
And also budget for additional home ownership cost.
And research the neighborhood, not just the home. You don't want to buy in the wrong neighborhood that can cost you down the line, cost you resale value. And while you're doing that, you don't get distracted by flashy upgrades.
Big screen TV walls, right?
Yeah.
Key point, make sure you work with an experienced real estate agent.
Yeah.
Having somebody on your side that can navigate the waters for you and keep you off the rocks.
Mm-hmm.
And keep emotions in check. Always stay objective.
For sure. And big one, like we told you, don't skip the home inspection, even on a new construction purchase. You know? So, and also, we spoke about it briefly, but consider resale value. So think about purchasing in the right area. And read your contracts thoroughly. Know all of your deadlines.
Yes. Yeah. Get the right insurance and warranty coverage. Don't let that one slip by. Avoid taking on new debt before closings, too, as well.
And keep financial cushions for emergencies.
Yes. Yeah. So buying a home is a huge step, folks, but making informed choices is going to help you avoid buyer's remorse and make that home a happy one.
Yeah, so listen, that is a wrap for today's episode of Keeping It Real Estate. And if you found this topic helpful, make sure you tune in next time for more of our tips. And remember, you can always reach us at treasurecoastrealtygroup.com or on Instagram at treasurecoastrg.
This has been a great show today, and I hope that we found people who are listening, and hope this is informational to those who are considering. So we got to go now. I
Thanks
had a great time speaking
in.
With you. Until then, happy house hunting.
Good
Have a
night.
Good night.
You've been listening to the Keeping It Real Estate Show with your hosts, Luke Lewis and Tiffany Young. Thanks for tuning in as we explored everything you need to know about buying, selling, and investing in real estate. Our mission is to keep you informed and ahead of the curve in today's market. Be sure to join us next Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. for more expert insights, tips, and local market updates. You can always reach us at 772-510-6801 or by visiting our website at treasurecoastrealtygroup.com. Until then, stay informed, stay inspired, and of course, keep it real in real estate. Did you serve in the military? I'm the home lady, founder of Operation Veteran Home Ownership. We help veterans use their VA home benefit. You earned it, now use it. For more information, call 800-229-9792.